Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Along with sodium, potassium, and magnesium, calcium is one of the ions that move across the cellular membrane during cardiac contraction and relaxation. Slowing the rate which calcium moves with medications called calcium channel blockers is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. For ACLS, the primary use of calcium channel blockers is for the treatment of stable, narrow complex tachycardias refractory to vagal maneuvers and adenosine. They may also be used to lower blood pressure of ischemic stroke patients with severe hypertension. Adenosine is generally not effective for the treatment of SVTs caused by atrial fib or flutter. If after giving 6 mg of adenosine to a stable patient with a heart rate greater than 150, we see AFib or flutter as the underlying rhythm, we may opt to skip the second dose of adenosine and consider the use of a calcium channel blocker or beta blocker medication to slow the heart. There are several calcium channel blockers available for use. In the acute setting, nicardipine, Cardizem, or verapamil are commonly stocked on crash carts or in EMS medication bags. This is an organizational choice, so a different medication may be used in your area. As an ACLS provider, you should be aware of the medications used in your organization and familiarize yourself with their specific dosing. These medications have a negative chronotropic and inotropic effect on the heart, meaning that its use will slow the heart rate and decrease the force of which it contracts. Calcium channel blockers not only have an effect on the heart, they affect blood vessels as well, causing them to relax and dilate. Because of these actions, calcium channel blockers should not be used in patients with hypotension or a heart block. If symptomatic patient with a heart rate over 150 has a sudden decrease in consciousness, develops hypotension as indicated by a systolic blood pressure less than 90, develops signs of shock, acute CHF, or complains of ischemic chest pain, they are unstable and should be cardioverted with a synchronized shock. Using TPA to treat stroke patients with uncontrolled hypertension increases the risk of intracerebral hemorrhage. For patients with ischemic stroke and severe hypertension indicated by a systolic blood pressure higher than 185 millimeters of mercury or a diastolic pressure of 110 or more, the calcium channel blocker nicardipine may be administered via an infusion starting at 5 milligrams per hour. The patient's blood pressure should be assessed every 15 minutes, and the medication can be slowly titrated up in 2.5 milligram per hour increments until the blood pressure is less than 180 over 110, or we reach a maximum dose of 15 milligrams per hour. That's all I have for you today on the use of calcium channel blockers in ACLS. For a deeper dive into calcium channel blockers and other ACLS-related topics, check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. If you found today's tip useful, be sure to subscribe or follow on your preferred podcast app, or enable the PASS ACLS Tip of the Day skill on your Amazon voice device. The repetition of listening to a tip a day for 14 to 30 days before your class will help to lock in the key concepts and knowledge you need to pass your ACLS class, written exam, and MegaCode. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.